What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Down 21 with just over 6 minutes remaining.
This is the moment, baby! This is the moment we separate the dogs from the boys. And if you ask me, I only got one question. Do you got that dog in you? Because it's never about the winners or the losers, but it is about the difference between those brave enough to put some action on the game and those who just want to watch from the sidelines eating off-brand pizza rolls. So sit down, lock in those picks, and trust that dog in you. Underdog, unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.
Right now, Deca Smash.
Deca Smash. Deca Smash is where I take 10 songs, I smash them all together, play them all at the same time, and your job as a listener is to pick out an artist and a song title if we call on you. It's very simple. Mm-hmm. Sometimes there's a theme, sometimes there isn't. This one might be one of those times. Are you guys ready for
Deca Smash?
Deca Smash. Yes.
All right. Here we go. Deca Smash. 10 songs.
Steve, play it again, but play all 10. I only heard one song playing.
No problem.
I was kidding, but I also really only hear one song. If you can identify an artist and title, you win a Lucky Idiot account to freebeerandhotwings.com, and you also get the knowledge of knowing you're better than everyone. And isn't that what we're all looking for?
Yes.
How many do you know, Maitland?
I think one.
This is the one about wine.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. Hotwings, how many do you know?
Don't give away anything.
I think two.
Really? Are they both about?
But I'm not positive.
Old grapes? This is Dakota in Kentucky. Dakota, can you give us one?
Was it Warren Cherry Pie?
That's the one. It's
really?
This.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well done.
Wow.
Because I couldn't hear him say dirty, rotten, filthy, stinky, but I heard that. It dropped out.
Way to go, Dakota.
Yeah, nice job. That's what I heard.
It's not the one I would have expected to go first.
Wow. And I'll never forget this video as a young adolescent.
Who was the lady?
Bobby Brown, the model, not the singer.
I was thinking Tawny Katayan. Who is she?
She was the White Snake video.
Oh, yeah. That's
she was
right.
married to David Coverdale.
Crawling around on the hood, right?
Yeah. But Bobby Brown, she had won Star Search as like one of the spokes models back in the day in the 80s. So pretty.
Wow, this was such a hit.
This guy died, right?
I have no idea.
From Warrant?
From Warrant.
Are you gonna,
I thought so.
I was going to say which guy, but I don't know any of them.
Gosh, I don't remember. I'd have to look it up.
It's Steve Warrant?
It's Steve Warrant. Janie Lane.
Oh, I did know one. That was the only name I thought
didn't
it was.
Did he die? Yes. 2011. Mm. A while ago.
This R.I.P. is some breaking news.
Yeah, sorry, Janie Lane. Hey. I hate that if I just ruined anyone's morning to find out that he's been dead for 15 years. I mean,
not that anyone's breaking news sound.
Not that anyone's gonna we're not gonna be remembered for a second after we're gone. But if I were hoping to be remembered, I would hope it would be before all the skin fell off my skull.
Yeah,
15 years later. Isn't he dead?
If are at home and you're thought like your bucket list item is to see Warrant at a state fair.
I got the Coliseum this weekend.
It might be Warrant, but it won't be him.
Apparently, he was married to Bobby Brown.
Huh.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they were married. But
about that?
That's really how you got ahead in a music video.
Yeah.
All right. Then there was nine.
Nano Smash.
Nano Smash. David, in West Michigan. David, can you name an artist and title?
It's a wild stab. I had Warrant. Oh, geez. I'll just say Black Sabbath. War Pigs.
No, sorry, David.
Sorry, David.
David.
David. Hello, Lloyd.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. Great. Can you give us one?
UB40, Red Wine.
Say
sure
the title
that's
again.
Wine.
Is it red wine? I don't remember the name for sure.
Okay.
Yeah, your red, stutter red helped wine. You out. Yeah, red wine.
When this band got together, they said, "Hey, we've got one beat saved on our Casio keyboard. Let's make an album.
Let's take songs that other people did better and ruin them with a reggae beat. We're British."
Is that how they ended the statement? We're British.
Yeah, we're not actually Jamaican. We just like to act like it. Yeah, there's a whole generation of people that have no idea this is a Neil Diamond song. Which is true.
Multiple generations. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Does he ever get sad that his was so inferior to this one?
I mean, probably, but cashing the checks was probably nice. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Octo Smash!
Octo Smash! Got a little messy there.
It's supposed to get easier. Let's see. This is Nick in Lewiston, Maine. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's going on?
Can you get one of those? There's eight remaining.
Yeah, I can't make it out. I'm just going to say Engelbert Humperdinck with Lesbian Seagull.
It is not in there.
Oh, that's a sorry. Shame. That's a that great,
a,
great
a real
tune.
Song.
Yeah.
Drew in Lansing. Hi, Drew. Give us one of the eight.
I definitely heard Cheeseburger in Paradise by Jimmy Buffett.
There you go.
Well done.
Oh, I think I know the months of the year.
Yeah. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up rays. But at night I'd have these wonderful dreams. Some kind of sensuous treat. Not zucchini, fettuccine, bulgur wheat. But a big warm bun and a huge hunk of meat. Cheeseburger in paradise.
There's no way when he wrote this, he thought, this is going to be a great restaurant inside my bar and hotel.
Yeah.
Not likely.
Maybe. All right. Then there were seven, which might be Septo Smash.
Septo Smash. Wow. Uh-huh.
Ryan in Evansville, Indiana. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. So I had Warrant and Cheeseburger in Paradise, which sucks because not only have I never, ever guessed a song on this, I've never guessed two. So,
and now they're both gone. Make it three.
Yeah, absolutely. Just my luck. So I'll do anything for love. Meatloaf?
No, sorry.
Oh.
See what you're doing there, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bridget
like
in Lansing,
good
listening
guess.
On 94.9 MMQ. Hi, Bridget.
Hi.
Hey. Do you know any?
How are you? Good. Well, the UB40 got took in, so I got to take a guess, right? I'm going to guess Ozzy Crazy Train.
No, sorry.
No.
Nobody had took on that one, but
glad we
right.
took on a chance. Jeremy in West Michigan. Hi, Jeremy.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Nothing.
I had red wine as well, but I'm sensing a theme, so give me Peaches by the President of the United States.
I guess.
Presidents, right?
Of the United States of America.
No, Donald Trump did this song. That's cover.
Yeah.
Biden did it first. Before that, Reagan.
Yeah. Moving to the country, I'm gonna eat a lot of peaches. I'm moving like to the country, but I eat a lot of peaches. I'm
moving. This is a metaphor, country, right?
I assume so, yeah.
Thanks. Peaches.
I'm moving to the I always country, took it as literal.
Yeah.
Like, I thought he really liked peaches.
Peaches come from a can. They were put there by a man.
Such a
if I had my little way, I'd eat peaches every day. Sun soaking bulges in the shade.
Weird. And then there were
Sexo Smash.
Man, is it messy.
Melissa in New York. Hi, Melissa.
Hey, how are you?
Fantastic. Right. Can you name one of these?
Well, I had Warren Cherry Pie. That's already been guessed, so I'm going to go Aerosmith. Dude looks like a lady.
No, I'm sorry.
Dude does not look like a lady. Dave in Kalamazoo. Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Can you give us one?
Do I hear Jimmy Buffett, Cheeseburger in Paradise?
You did.
Yeah.
But it's gone. You have to name another one now, or Maitland has to shave her head.
Mm-hmm. Please name one.
Shout at the Devil, Motley Crue.
No. Sorry. No,
you got to do better than that.
Yeah. Time to shave.
Tim in Michigan. Hello, Tim.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you okay?
I'm sorry. I wasn't expecting that. I'm not going to pretend I already knew one, but how about Meatloaf? 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
You are correct.
Wow, well done.
Oh, look at that.
Thought he was calling to order an angel shot for a second.
Maybe we can talk all night. But that ain't getting us nowhere.
Have you guys ever thought to yourself that Meatloaf seems a little theatrical?
Everything I possibly can.
Yeah.
There's nothing left inside of me. And maybe you can cry all night. But that'll never change the way that I feel. The snow.
One of my buddies, when we got to college, was one of the people from our class that went to CMU. How many of you knew him? Shirtless Jim.
Oh, Shirtless Jim, yeah. I don't know what his last name is. I only know
Jim.
Him. Shirtless Jim.
His parents named him Shirtless because that's how he was born.
He was always
and they had a second
shirt.
Child, and they went, oh, great, they're all that way.
I'm sure I saw Shirtless Jim with a shirt on at some point, but I don't have any memories of it. I only picture him as shirtless.
So I had known Shirtless Jim since we were in first grade, and I accidentally pushed a tractor tire over, and it smashed into him and crushed him on the ground.
Oh, Jesus. That is such a
it was on the playground. Those are that wasn't not a me thing to happen.
Those are supposed to be like half buried in the ground.
Yeah, no, it was leaning on the side of the concrete tube. We didn't have play sets. We had construction equipment that was left over when they built it.
But again,
so it's leaning on the side of the concrete tube we would play in, and we decided to roll it to the end and push it down. And right when Jim was small, we were all small, but he was shortish. And so right when I got it to the end of the concrete, and I went, rah! He walked out from the other side of the tube, and it fell right on top of him. He went, oh, no, and his arms and legs were wiggling around crazily, and he's like, get it off, and I went, I'm scared, and ran. There's
you left Shirtless Jim pinned
he had
under
a shirt.
Yeah, he died there.
Anyway, so we're sitting in his dorm room in college. He was rooming with one of my other buddies, Chad, and I'm sitting there in between classes. And he goes, hey, I'm in college now. I don't need to hide this anymore. He goes, I love this. And he put on that song. And he goes, I love Meatloaf.
Really?
Say what you want.
And
all of us were like, okay. I mean, I'm indifferent. Did you think we were going to like kick you out of town?
Imagine every Meatloaf fan has to like come out to their friends.
Right?
Today is the day.
Yeah. Meatloaf Pride Month.
Yeah.
I've been struggling with trying to find a way to tell you this. Yeah. I know you had expectations for me, Father.
Well, it starts
that I would
out
love things like Whitesnake or Billy Idol. But today I must tell you.
Yeah, and the way you
I'm
start
a Meatloaf man.
The way you start coming out is like you unbutton your shirt just a little bit more than normal.
You would display a medallion.
One though.
And a pinky ring.
Yeah, until it's finally unbuttoned down to the last button.
Now his parents, really conservative, sent him to Carpenter's Conversion Camp, like the band.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because that was their music was more along those lines.
Oh wow. Okay, yeah. So this was a little too hard for them.
But yeah. Yeah. A couple days later, he started playing the bicycle song from Queen. Turns out he had a type.
Dang.
Dramatic rock. All right.
Drum rock.
And then there were six still. Are there six?
Five.
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 Well, then
we're
that's
down to five.
Save those for the next segment as we play the second half of Deca Smash, which is Penta Smash. You worked that out.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Oh my gosh, you can't be serious. You think making the pick is the hard part? No, it's not. The pick takes like 3 seconds. You know what's hard? The sweat. The time between locking in and cashing out. Yeah, you have a take, but in the end, it's not about the winners or losers. This is about us, man. Whether we're brave enough to sit through it. Don't fight the sweat. Live in it. Because you are an underdog. Underdog. Unleash your dog.
Terms may apply.